I don't think people are tired. I think people are exhausted from living lives that they didn't choose. I think a lot of people wake up every day doing things they don't even like, and then they call it burnout.
That's a hectic statement. Seated.
Who's welcome back to a brand new episode of Sito's Lebo and Tato Rampedi. This is going to be something that's quite deep. We walked into the studio today and we're like, guys, we need to speak about something that's very impactful, something that can change many people's lives, even our lives.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of research,
ChatGPT.
And then, guys, my ChatGPT knows me. Yeah. And I basically feed it the things we speak about. I feed it, you know, the things that we enjoy. And it said, you should speak about people not being tired, just people living a life that is not theirs. And I held it there. And I said, I don't want to even go deeper with chat. I like that title.
Yeah.
I want us to really just unpack it ourselves, see what that means for us, and not even go too deep. And then from there, you know, muscle memory said, nah, you got a plan. Or else you're going to get stuck. But yeah, man, that's today's conversation. Really excited. Yeah. We apologize for being away for 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Half a month. Let's call it what it is. We're in trouble, Tato. We're not, these people are listening with anger in their hearts saying, where have you been? You haven't given me my 2 weeks of therapy. Come on.
Yeah, no, really. So, I think even us, like, we also haven't had our 2 weeks of therapy.
Yeah.
I haven't felt aligned in a long time. Like,
really? Yes. I'm not saying.
I feel like I've been all over the place on some serious survival mode. Like, yeah. Just.
Yeah. Like literally clawing everything like
to my best ability, bro. Yeah. But like, yeah, how are you? How are you feeling? Big 27?
Oh yeah, kinda. My birthday was now. Yeah, so I just aged. As you know, a birthday is always an excuse for everyone to spend recklessly with you, around you. So that's basically what happened this previous weekend.
Yeah.
I don't regret it whatsoever though, because I feel like I have a bit more like faith in myself and all that stuff. I'm a bit of a cheapskate now. Like, my hand has been complaining.
Which is a good trait to have.
Yeah, my girlfriend really hates it. She's like, come on, bro. Like, I've never heard you say no to me this many times in a month. Like, you need to be saying yes.
You understand your finances. Like,
nah, not even that. It's just the thing of like...
Because when I say that, I mean like you understand your finances. Like, you're investing now into stocks. Yes, you're distributing your wealth. Like, yeah.
Not even that. Like, I just keep playing back this thing that you were saying, like, you were like, I don't know what I should be prioritizing right now. Should I be prioritizing cash flow or prioritizing like, I think you said you wanted to purchase something or whatever, and don't, right? And I was like, you know what, dude, like, I actually want to have cash flow in my life. I want to be able to go to a store, buy 5 shirts, go home, not have stress, buy grocery, go, and then, you know what I mean? Live the life. But in order for you to do that, unfortunately, you have to have the sandwiches. You have to have the Oros juice sometimes. Yeah. Maybe the juice. You can have juice. Obviously, it's the alternatives and stuff. You're going to have a much more simpler day to day so you can have an overall amazing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, a bit of a cheapskate now. Maybe that's because my frontal lobe is 100% developed plus the new patch. Mm. I don't know if you got that new patch because there's a war now, all that stuff. So all the adults now have a new patch that, like, the world might also end. So we might as well add out as fast as we can.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited for the topic today.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are asking, am I in the right place in my life? Is my job making... You know, you're like, is my job making me tired? It's like, it's no... What's making me tired is that I'm not living, as you said, the life that you're supposed to. Yeah. Like, not in every case, though. I don't agree.
And then,
But
then what do you feel like has been draining you?
What's been draining me?
It's like my new favorite question to ask people, because it makes me understand like how they really feel.
What's been draining me? What's been draining me is like, I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like, obviously, we're highly favored, highly blessed, all those things. We're surrounded by people who love us, who are willing to die for us at any moment. And
Who's willing to die for you?
Huh?
Who is willing to die for you?
My mother, my father.
Your father's not willing to die for you.
My parents would die for me.
Their lives are ending for your survival.
I wish I could call right now, but they're obviously at work.
Ain't nobody willing to sacrifice their life for your survival, brother.
Should I call? I wish I could call. She would be like, would you die? But anyways... But you know what I mean?
What?
Figuratively saying like they would do anything for you. You know what I mean? And just thinking about that, like, but I want to just be able to like pour back into like everybody that I love a lot. You know, it's been like really like draining me. I've been trying to like show up as a friend for like my female friend Amu, being there for like Fiso, being there for like my boys and etc. You know what I mean? Just trying to be more of an active friend. You know what I mean? And I'm so used to being isolated.
Why are you trying to be more of an active friend to people around you?
Just because I want to show, like, for me, it's one of the things I enjoy. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
One, definitely makes me happy. And also, it's like all these people have just been like super there for me. Well, the people that, like, not everybody, but the certain people have been there for me so much.
Yeah.
I just want to like show them that, like, hey, I appreciate.
Dad, yeah, no, thank you, honorable members, I mean? Fiso, honorable members, Shozi.
All of them.
Honorable members, we appreciate you.
All of them, yeah.
Honorable member.
Yeah.
Member. Amu, how can I forget?
You're trying to find like a female version of member. Memberist. How are you doing?
I'm good, bro. I was one of the guys that was using Lebo's birthdays as an excuse to spend money. Like, at the time of my life. We didn't do too much though, man. We went for a very cute lunch in Koronaiki there by Parkhurst.
Yes.
After Koronaiki, there was just family. So me, my partner, Lebo, his partner, our sister.
I want to mention she could have invited a partner. She chose single by choice. Yeah.
But I get it though. I feel like introducing like a partner or anybody you're talking to or even a friend to your older brothers is actually like a big thing.
You think it's that deep? I don't think it's that deep.
I think we don't deep it because of how we are men, but yeah. As a woman, it's quite deep. And we don't overthink a lot of things in that regard.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not thinking, well, they like my girlfriend. Yeah, you don't give a damn.
I don't give a flying kick, man.
Yeah. After that, we went to Greenside, one of our favorite spots. We went to Alpaca. Shout out to you, Alpaca. That's a lovely spot. We like going there because it's just it's low key. Doesn't get too full. It's a vibe. It's chill.
Good music. Majority.
Good people. Good like age demographic as well. Like everybody's like plus 25, which is beautiful. So that was a good time. And then from there, we went to
club.
The Devil's
Lens. Went clubbing.
Yeah, went clubbing, man. We hit a club. That was a lot of fun. But one thing that I really enjoyed was the fact that I was seeing Lebo practice a lot of gratitude. And I'm such an advocate for gratitude. Like during the lunch, she'd be like, guys, this means a lot to me.
Yeah, I'd say
that. Guys, by the way, I'm having fun. Guys, you being here is making me warm. Because I feel like once you practice gratitude, you yourself
are having the time of your life.
And you also get to teach people the things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Because it's in those moments where your friends and family need to be like, okay, cool. Yeah. He's enjoying a lunch. Damn, I gotta go on a damn lunch at least once a month with this guy. You know what I'm saying? But I've been good. Have I spoken about buying the car yet on the podcast?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so I got a new car. So that's exciting. I got a car.
No. We did speak about it last time. Sorry, my bad.
No, we didn't.
It's been a thing.
It would have been in the title.
So you got a car. You got a brand new car.
I got a car, bro. So
yeah. What car did you buy? Because it might be some car heads. Do you know? Yeah. Or you just give me the white one of this one?
So, quick story. We were sitting on this couch with... And apparently I say her name wrong, but Farazana. But Farazana, we were sitting with her and she is a lady from Sanlam who knows money and she understands the quality of money. And we were speaking about money, we were speaking about the budget speech and how to prepare for it in our finances. And I was like, dude, I really want to make a big boy purchase.
Yes.
And I've been hinting at all of you guys that I want to make this big boy purchase for like a year now. Right. And then she was like, okay, cool. Why? Then I was like, ish, dude, I know why, but I've got this big feeling, which is like, do I want to sacrifice my cash flow?
Because that's where that conversation came from.
Like, do I want to sacrifice, because I mean, a car costs X to Y per month, right? Yeah. So let's say a car costs 5K a month. That's not 5K gone that you don't have access to buy food, go out for lunch, grab a drink.
So it decreases your cash flow on a monthly. It
decreases your quality of life as well.
Yeah.
So I had to make the decision that, okay, cool. Do I want to make that deduction? For the longest time, I said no. So I find a new way to make money. And then that new way to make money is assisting in giving me confidence to find better ways to make
money. But how does it feel like for people that like dream of... Because you know there are kids that dream of this moment.
Yeah.
How does it feel like to finally accomplish it?
It feels great, guys. I got a 420D. It's a 4-series Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
I don't know if you say coupe or coupe. That's a Mercedes.
You said Mercedes, no?
So guys, I wanted to buy a Mercedes. Let me tell you. I wanted to buy the GLC.
God knew, bro. God knew. It's like, nah, what else are you going to live for, man? You need something like, don't get it now. We need it when you're like 40, 30.
But anyway, so I have a BMW 4 Series.
Yeah.
420D.
Yeah. 4 Series, yeah.
I don't know what the 420 means. I know the 4 is for 4 Series. I know the D is for diesel. The two.
I think the 20 is for like 20 liters of diesel or something like that.
Maybe Kenny knows. What's the 20 for?
I don't know.
So there. Anyway, so some guy was like,
so hey, I'm 14.
Where I stay, I was like, dude, do you know your car? Like, do you know what the car can do?
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I bought this car because it curves at the back. It's got the coupe. It's white. It's got nice interior. And it's German. Okay. That's what helped me make my decision. I had a guy tell me, bro, sit down, feel comfortable. Some guy sold, the salesman sold me the car.
Yeah.
He was like, try this, try that. Because I was looking at the GLC.
Yeah.
So they actually had taken out the GLC to the front for me to test drive. That guy said, dude, take that, park this thing, get this guy the keys for this 420D, go for a drive. So now I had to go for a drive with obviously the guy that works there.
Yeah.
The guy that works there is about to sit down. The sales guy goes, dude, go to the backseat. Put this guy's girlfriend next to him.
Yeah.
So now I'm envisioning myself on the highway of, you know, Nicole Way with the beautiful Citlia Moya to my left.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I bought the car. Also, my eyes are tearing because I broke
such
my
a beautiful
glasses.
Moment. Yeah, real.
I broke my glasses.
Yeah, it is a beautiful moment.
The seaters know, bro. They
it's
know.
A beautiful moment.
But yeah, that's been really good.
But it's a blessing.
Tons of fun. What's been draining me? Not many things, eh? I think I've decided to take a step back.
Oh, Fiso said something really hectic last night. He said that we must be very, very careful that, like, when we're in good phases of our lives, to say things drain us, to say things are bad, to say things... Like, if everything's okay, you don't have any things that are draining you, you can say, nothing is draining me.
Yeah.
You
know but no, but there are things that are draining me. I just don't like...
But not to
power.
That extent.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
to that
yeah.
extent. When we say drain, I mean you must be, like, finishing.
Yeah.
That's by definition, I mean. Like, yeah. it's not taking that much power from you.
But yeah, but I will say I do feel quite aligned.
Okay.
Because everything is coming into place.
Yeah.
You know? I think one of the biggest issues I was having was this company and, like, the team. And it's like, how do we get this thing to work?
Yeah.
Well, and then Mbali said something which is like, dude, just give me the month. Take a step back. And I've done that. And I'm seeing, like, okay, cool. Me taking a step back is like, it's helping people grow. It's helping things, you know,
elevate
out.
On their own.
It's
yeah.
also like, maybe I also wasn't the best line of communication. You know, a lot of things. So teaching me my strengths and my weaknesses.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Because obviously I want people to operate at my speed, at my capabilities. But it's like, not everybody thinks the same way.
Yeah.
So learning to change my mind when it comes to that has helped me quite a bit. Yeah, but otherwise I'm good.
No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, a lot of paddle, a lot of bowling. Someone commented like, "Yo, guys, when are you guys doing the next bowling?"
Oh yeah, they're like super down for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should just decide. We'll probably post it. We'll post it on our Instagram so you can go follow Seated With because that is also a page that needs to be active, guys, to fund this. This podcast, we need to find this.
So like, what else did you guys hear us say? Hey, thirsty for some water? Would you like a Powerade?
Please, guys.
Would you like
please,
a Red Bull?
Please,
it's been
please,
a long time. Anyway,
please.
The first pillar we're going to is fake alignment.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are living lives that, you know, look good, but don't necessarily feel good.
Mm.
So my question to you is, have you ever been in a season where on paper, everything made sense, but internally you weren't happy?
Sure. That's such a deep question. Can you go first? I guess.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I think I'll go to 2021 and 2022. Just graduated, moved back into my parents' place. They are on the way to like leaving the house and they're about to leave you and I with the house to take care of for a few months.
Yeah.
Right? Money was great because I just got YouTube Black, so I got like seeded money for an entire year.
Yeah.
You know, I was reinvesting into my team, but I was, or into building a team, but I was so alone.
Mm.
I was in a long distance relationship. I was pretty much alone every day. All I would do is work, try think like what I can do to improve my quality of life, what I can do to build a system, because I knew that the money that I was going to finish.
Mm.
So when you're operating with a set budget and you're seeing it go down from 10 Rand to 9 Rand to 8 Rand to 7 Rand.
It feels like you're a clock.
Yeah, and you don't feel like a business person. So I was in a season where I was looking for a lot of mentorship, looking for leadership, and I didn't have it. And I also yearned for like going to the office because everyone's going to the office now. It's your first year working.
Yeah, I'm also going to work.
I'm hearing all these new stories. Yeah. And I was like, guys, I want that. Like, I wanted like, you know, a work wife.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to have a Besta Bumba.
A lunch buddy.
A lunch guy. You know, I wanted to, you know, hear about Zach and
who's also equally working towards like a goal.
Yeah, so it was actually really, really lonely. And it looked good on paper because online you're seeing me thrive. You're seeing me part of YouTube Black. You're seeing me grow my business. You're seeing me in a relationship. But I'm sad. I'm lonely. And I'm tired of just working and having no real purpose. I think it's tricky when you work towards something without having understood what your purpose is.
Yo. Sorry, I'm trying to think of like what I can share. Okay, I don't know. I think this year was a pretty good example, like the first couple of months of this year. Like I felt like I was in a season where like, Kiman, we like, as you would say, like you would perceive all of our accounts to be like these super successful content creator accounts in South Africa, right? But like I found myself just being like, yo, dude, you put so much input in this thing. You're supposed to be at a certain point right now when you're not at that point of your life. I mean, you know, for us, you know, so especially when you're in the content space, it's a very youth-dominated space, which means that like majority of creators are like 19, 18, 20, 21. So when you start getting towards the older stages, if you're not seen as like some sort of like business mongrel or like some sort of like, oh, he built a kitchen or he made a Pilates class or something. You know what I mean?
Wellness
or business of some sort or profession. Like for example, Wasabi in the radio, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're seen as like, you know, like you're running out of time. There's like unk, you know, this thing. And I kept being so judgmental of myself, and it's like this internal is not happy. But hey, Kiman, online, everything is...
Three jokes landing a day.
You're doing three jokes a day. You know, you're trying to get contracts to get signed. You're trying to get invoices. Like everything technically, like if you looked to take a step back, is perfectly fine. But I was just like, no, dude, this is not like what I wanted. This is not what I needed for myself. Like, this is what I built. But it makes you realize that like at some point you'll become so successful at a skill that you don't even recognize like that is a skill anymore. It's just normal to, it's like breathing. It's like me posting a video now. It's like me breathing. I do it so like
effortlessly.
You feel me? But back in the day, it used to be like, how am I gonna do this? You know what I mean? Yeah.
So when did you realize that? Okay, cool. What's happening right now is not for me.
What do you mean? Like in terms of like
that type of like that life you're living. When you're gonna use, you're talking about a moment.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Everything looked good.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, you're speaking as if you've left that moment. Yeah. So when did you realize that? Okay, cool.
So it really, you know, like there's a saying that like when everything when you quiet your space, you'll be able to hear everything that's actually wrong of yourself. So what I did, I remember just like saying, isolating myself and all that stuff and saying to myself, okay, cool. How are we going to make content that one brings a smile on your face back to your face that you're like, wow, like this thing has purpose. And I started doing the stories of like today's lesson of the day is on my story, right? Because I was like, how do I make content? And all I want to do is, you know this, I've always wanted to just help people.
Yeah.
That's why the podcast also is very close to my heart, because it's like, how can we get into people's homes and like say to them, yo, dude, everything's going to be okay. Don't stress. Because that's the voice I needed when I was younger. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the voice I need every year. Once a year, saying young is a lie. But yeah, so navigating and saying, okay, let me change the type of content I make. Speaking about like film, Tato's one advised me to do some film, talk about, you know, like movies that you really like, talk about that. That also is like, wow, it's like new passion. You know what I mean? Yeah. Brings new joy into making content. Because don't get me wrong, guys, I love to make you guys laugh. Like, I love it. I love it. I love it. But at some point, you just feel like a clown.
Yeah.
Even though you're probably the coolest clown in South Africa, but you just feel like a clown.
I remember I was speaking to Thabang. Where were we? We just finished shooting Left Alone.
Yeah.
This episode where we dropped Percy and Hardy's head to find his way back.
Go check it out. Go check it out. Esmajita.
It's on him, Esmajita, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, bro, it's been so crazy seeing how you and Debo have evolved over the like past year. Yeah. Like when I started working at RM, Lebo was like comedic, high energy.
Yeah.
And now I've seen him like relax, drop his shoulders, go deeper, be more meaningful, but still, you know, embody the comedy and the likable character. So it's so crazy how like everybody's actually also seeing that.
Yeah.
Like if you had to actually ask people like, yo, do you guys see how I've changed? They're gonna be like, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
It's like this, but we actually love how you've changed.
Yeah.
These moments that we sit in where we can feel that we're not comfortable, right? But then it looks good on paper. Do you think we are in those environments because we feel safe in them?
Yeah.
Or do you feel like...
I don't know. You have to ask yourself, like, in those moments, you have to really say to yourself, whose opinion do you care about more? Whose voice is the loudest in the room? Is it your mom?
Yeah.
Is it your dad? Is it your friends?
Yeah.
Like, when you think to yourself, oh, what am I a good person? I'm an amazing person. Where's your criteria coming from? Is it coming from your my family thinks that I'm this? Yeah. Or is it coming from yourself? And like coming from your heart, you know what I mean? Yeah, you can say.
I think it's powerful to identify like where that pressure comes from.
Yeah.
That pressure of it's not what I want it to be.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times we assume that we don't want something or we don't want this life or we want this life, but it's actually like external pressures. And I think it has a lot to do with family, society and culture.
Yeah. There was literally like two nights ago, I couldn't sleep because I was like saying to myself, yo, like, guys, you know when you like, it's like 1 a.m. and the world is like, and there's no movement. Everybody's either online watching Netflix, at home. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that perfect peace, right? Mm. And I was like, yo, I can't sleep. And I realized I'm forcing myself not to sleep because I have so much anxiety for the next day. Because I have to go play this character again of positivity and wada-wada and all this stuff. Yeah. You know, I don't want to do that, right? And I'm busy talking to AI and, yo, I'm sure Mark Zuckerberg loved that data input. he loves that little information he gets from all of us.
Yeah.
But I was talking to and he said, the thing said, like, basically, like, name what's going to hurt you tomorrow. And I couldn't name anything. It's like, you see, so why are you anxious?
Yeah, ChatGPT is crazy.
Why are you anxious, buddy? Yeah. And it's like nothing's going to hurt you. Nothing's going to take away from you. The people that you love are going to be okay.
Yeah.
So why are you scared of tomorrow? Live in it. Go get it. You know what I mean? Anyways.
You're making me think about a season in my life where I was getting a lot of campaigns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because obviously we were being strategic, placements, the things that we do to guarantee campaigns.
Yeah.
Even the way we're creating content.
Definitely.
And we teach people how to do this every single day.
Yeah.
If you guys are curious, check out my pages. I've been dedicating myself towards teaching people how to create content. And I'd get a campaign and I'd get so angry, bro.
Yeah.
The idea of shooting the campaign, I used to dread it.
Yeah.
Like the idea of making a campaign complex. Like, so I didn't know how to merge my creativity towards a campaign.
Yeah.
So on paper, it looks like, wow, you know, he's getting campaigns, his money's coming, everything is dope. But Bali and Kenny know that, like, it's impossible to get me to do very creative, high-level campaign. And it was all because of the way I viewed it.
Yeah.
Right? I viewed it like, ugh.
It's big corp coming into, like, the creative space.
Not even like that. It's like, sure, I have to, like, everything has to be scripted.
Yeah.
I have to speak well. I have to portray specific messaging. Yeah. I probably have to change my clothes. Probably have to do this. Probably have to, and things that I don't necessarily enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So now when I realized the things that were holding me back from creating, like enjoying creating campaigns, I completely changed my mindset. Like I was like, okay, cool. Very inspired by Percy. I said in Bali, Percy keeps getting these recurring campaigns because he puts his heart and soul into these campaigns.
Yeah.
I want to do the same thing, but it needs to just align to me. Mm. So now I had to rethink, okay, what does aligning to me look like? What didn't I enjoy? Like, how do I make that negative perception of campaigns into a positive one?
Yeah.
And now for me, it's like, it's the small things that we teach. Okay, cool. How do I, like, I have to focus on the hooks now. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
How do I get a hook that works? I think there'll also be a fear that, like, I'm going to do a campaign and it won't perform well.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do we make it perform well? So now we're going to create a Kickstarter. Okay, cool. Teaches this about the hook. Teaches this about the body. Teaches this about position. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, it really helped me to
fall in love with it again. Yeah, I was about to say, like, I feel like you've fallen in love with it again.
Yeah. I fell in love with content again ever since I started teaching how to do content.
Yeah, bro, because keep in mind, and people don't know this, that, like, content creators fall out of love with making content.
Especially when it becomes a business, yeah.
Especially when it's like it's all about the money.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, this thing is, like, now just an input measure. And same thing of a person who studies law. Their whole lives, like, they're so passionate about law. Then they go work in law for 3 years and they're like,
what is,
oh,
the
my
is
days. This is horrible. I hate the phrase, I hate my job.
Yeah.
How many times do we hear that?
A lot, bro.
Like 100 and, yo. But in reality, it's like we're just getting, it becomes murky when you add money because it's like, you're also trying to feed yourself.
Yeah.
You're laying your other emotions and et cetera.
Yeah.
But at the core front, it's like, you love making content. That's a fact.
That's the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I want to go into the second pillar, the cost of misalignment, right? Yeah. So I don't think people realize living a life that is not yours actually has a cost, right? So I want to ask you, and if you can't answer this question, I'll take it. But what did it start costing you when you were in that space where you were living a life that's not yours?
I don't know, bro. You start, like I said, you start impersonating. You start impersonating what the space requires of you just to be in the space.
So you lose, so you're losing identity now.
Yeah, you're just trying to... you heard me and Chibu when we were talking about like work and et cetera.
Yeah.
Talking about the difficulties and advantages of it. But when I was like in the 9-to-5, and now we are in the 9-to-9, so... I messed up by leaving that because I didn't know we were going to be doing this thing 24 hours in a day. But it's fine. It's fine. God gives us how he gives us. Sometimes he lets me take a nap. So it's balanced, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but when I was in the 9-to-5, like, I would literally, like, in the morning just be like, brr, brr, yeah, 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 you've got this, you've got this, you've got this. Embody this character, embody this character. And then I'd go to work and I'm a completely new level. Like, from the moment I'm in the car, I'm riding around in my shit. How's it, Boots? How are you doing? I know, long time. No, how's the weekend? How's the cricketers? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's go for a hike. Oh, no, Lebo, you need to join the run club. And I'm beating and beat all of you. They all laugh. You know what I mean? You'd like code switch to this, like, I'm the perfect person to talk to, an Indian person, black person, white person, any person who speaks to me, any race, you know, yeah. any culture, any background.
Sure.
You need to be this perf. And as a consultant, you have to understand you're working for a company that sends you to go work for a company. So you have to also be like a star in that company because that's why they're paying you to
You're there to save their problems.
Yeah, you're not a person that's in, it's not like, you know what I mean? It's like, for example, like if you had to go get a new LeBron Petty for 5 months because I'm in Japan, and I mean for seated, right? That guy has to be also amazing because he's not full time. He has to be perform. You know what I mean?
It must be worth his buck.
It must be worth his buck because you're paying him extra than the average person. Like you're paying the contractors.
Yeah.
Oh my day. So now at the end of the day, you are completely finished because you've been playing Mufasa from fucking Lion King for 9 hours. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you're exhausted. And you finally get to code switch back to who you are, which is a creative, an artist. At the end of the day, you make one video and that's what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Imagine, that's the first time in the day you're like, wow, like I did something for me. Not Robert from my county.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just, I guess, an example.
I know for me, it was in the season where we were clubbing, man. I mean, guys, I don't know if you guys know this. We've spoken about this a couple of times. We used to club like twice a week. Like, because you're introduced to this lifestyle where...
Everybody
in the space does this thing. So now you become like, and I'm not trying to blame this on anybody. This is my own decisions. But you meet a Just Daddy G and you meet Azealia Weezy. Now Azealia starts getting these gigs where he can host at clubs and he says, yo, guys, come through.
Yeah.
Then you go once or twice, you have fun. Then you say, hey, now every time
you're seeing all the other female influencers in the space, everybody that's in the...
It's very normalized, right? So now when you go outside, you say, oh, this is where everybody hangs out. Yeah. This is where all the popular people are. This is what popular people do. Now you're in that life and it's just so fast. And now you see yourself drinking heavily because you need to keep up with this environment because the music is loud. There's girls everywhere. There's guys everywhere. There's sparkles everywhere. And it's like, okay, cool. This naturally feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But the only way for you to feel naturally comfortable is by you drinking.
Yeah.
Now you're having one too many drinks and now that becomes your life. Now you obviously get new addictions and now you're living this life which you think is normal because you are a YouTuber, content creator, everybody's doing this thing, but it actually isn't you.
Yeah.
I know in that space, my energy, my mood, my relationships were all dying. I lost so many friends because a lot of my friends could see that, dude, this is not a life.
Yeah.
Right? And obviously, this life is also very restricted when it comes to, like, how much money you make.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't be earning a certain salary coming into the club frequently.
Yeah. Like every Friday. No.
It's difficult. So now I'm pushing away my friends who are in these other stable jobs because they're like, dude, why in the hell would I go there and spend a week's salary? Do you know what I'm saying? A week's amount of salary in a night. And then for us, it's different because you get these big campaigns. You don't have many responsibilities. You think the campaigns are forever.
Yeah.
Then you see that, okay, they're not forever. Do you get what I'm saying? Then you also realize, okay, cool. There's tax. There's this. There's reinvesting in yourself. I have to focus on maybe building my stocks and my equities. I have to
a business.
Realize that I might not be able to say, X Shafir, who's it for the next 40 years? So what do I do post that, you know? So I felt really, really lost. And it's just myself procrastinating more. And it's just myself not showing up as the Tatarampi that I wanted to show up as. And I started building a whole lot less, bro.
And what made you like like say to yourself, I need to change, I need to switch out, I need to become?
I think I definitely have to give like kudos and credits to my romantic partner.
Yeah.
Like she would quickly say like, yo, like, you know, this is not normal, right?
Yeah.
And then she was also in the club space. Then I would also be like, yo, you know what you're doing is not normal, which for me is so crazy because it's like, how as people are we so quick to love others before we love ourselves? Mm. Like I could quick identify that what she's doing is not good for her. Mm. She should stop. But I couldn't do it for myself. And she could quickly see that what he's doing is wrong. He needs to stop. So it also made me really question like my love in myself and like how much do I prioritize making myself happy, you know, because it felt also fake. You know, it starts feeling weird where you sit in a section and then you see other people enjoy, you know, courting girls. And then you're like, dude, yeah, this is dope and everything. But I just want to start and have a drink and have a great conversation.
But you must also understand like human beings are like community creatures, like, you know, creatures that live in like communities, et cetera, right? So like elephants. So we aim to please the herd.
Yeah.
Like we aim to please the group, the family. We aim. And that wave of like emotion of like, I need to make everybody happy in my space is like, that wave comes from you.
Yeah.
So you're the one who suffers from the ripple effect, which is finance or energy or whatever it is. Because even when we were clubbing all those times, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, sharp. Like technically speaking, we could afford it, right? Technically speaking, like at that point in time. But was it the smartest thing? Absolutely not. But we were just trying to make
everything happy. We would have been significantly way wealthier further, right now. Further, yeah. Like it would have been scary. It would have been my second Beamer. no joke.
Yeah, people always say that, like, imagine all the money. If I could get all the money I spent on alcohol back right now, how much money do you think it would be?
Yeah, it was ridiculous, sure. Bro. And that's why I loved the conversation we had a few months back. We were speaking about the power of your circle, right? Yeah, because in this space where I felt so lost, where I felt like the life I'm living is not mine, because it was so normalized, because I was seeing you do it, Percy do it, Hunter do it, other club people do it, and because the club was so welcoming. Yeah. When you go there, you see the DJs, the MC, yo, on the mic, oh, shit, we got motherfucker in the building, big baller, what's going on, baby? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When you hear mumbo, it really paints a picture. So now, if that's your circle, if your circle is moving in that way, if your 4 or 5 close people are doing that, and you're uncomfortable, it's going to become, you're going to find ways to make it comfortable and to normalize it, which is why I love the fact that we spoke about the power of your 4 or 5 people around you. I changed that. I've tried to really make it smaller, try to involve my faith, try to involve people that I work with, try to build those relationships as much as possible. And obviously like my romantic life as well. So for me, it's the church.
Yeah.
There's some people there. It's my lover. She's the only person there. And then there's like my brother and family and then like a friend or two, you get what I'm saying, within the business space. And I think that really changes a lot.
Yeah, I've just learned to say like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, nah.
Yeah. Do you think some people like are not lazy? They're just resisting a life that they actually want?
If you had to think of the job right now that would like make you the most unhappiest, what job would it be? Just to like try answer this question. Like I'm trying to see myself in like the unhappiest job I've ever been.
Unhappiest job?
I feel like I still work hard. That's the thing. I wouldn't be lazy. So I'm just like,
I don't like driving. So if I was like a truck, Uber driver. Like a truck driver. Yeah, people, I think I'd be, because there's so much isolation.
Me, call center. Call center would defeat me a little bit. But I would never be lazy. So I don't think it's ever an excuse to be lazy. That's why in the Bible also.
No, I said, do you think some people are not lazy? They're just resisting a life they don't want.
So it's either they're lazy or they're resisting. You're lazy.
They are not resisting. No, like my point is they are resisting to live the life that they like actually
just
want.
Oh, so they're just resisting.
The life that'll make them happy. Yeah, because I know. Okay, let me rephrase this. I know for myself.
Yeah.
The life I want to live when it comes to moving my body is paddle, it's running, it's hiking, it's walks, it's healthy food. Mm. What's preventing me from living this life is the comfort I have in KFC, ordering out, you know, sitting down, watching Netflix, not moving my body as much. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I know that the resistance for me living the life that I know that I want to live is my comfort. Mm. So I think what I was trying to get to that point is that people aren't necessarily lazy.
They just don't want.
They are just rooted in comfort. And what happens is that because of that root and comfort, there is a certain fear of the unknown. And also when that fear exists, there also then comes a fear of what you have to become that thing, which is being different, which is discipline.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? So people are super comfortable in their lives.
Yeah.
They lack...
In what they know.
Sure. And then they lack the discipline to make that change. And making that change is not easy, bro. If
it's not.
I mean, I know what to do to become a billionaire today. Yeah.
And this whole time you just kept quiet.
I know what to do to become a billionaire today.
What do you need to do? What do you need to
do? I can tell you it's not legal.
Okay, never mind.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not legal.
Yeah, but real.
And I could probably, if I sat down for 3 weeks,
that's another thing. Like,
I could track, then I could make R$1 million, 500K a month the following month.
That's another thing.
But it's not legal.
If your kid grows up and he's like, yo, dad, I want to be a mob boss. I grow up.
Yeah.
I might look at my kid and be like, hey, dude.
Real.
Just do your thing.
just do what you got to do, bro.
You know what I mean? Just do your thing.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, but on the subject matter, bro, I think that, and we speak about this a lot, I think there are signs that will show you that you're not living the life that you want to live.
Mm.
We just ignore them.
Mm.
And one thing that I've been practicing, and it's crazy, I was practicing this thing, I told Lebo about it, and then him bringing it up reinforced how much I actually have to apply it.
You have to go back into it.
Yeah, which is, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Biohacking.
No, not biohacking.
What?
It's like going with the first thing your body says, like your instinct.
Oh, the thing I've been telling
like,
you.
Yeah, so yeah. Like, obviously we believe in God, so we believe
that.
Can
I tell the story? I'm chilling with my brother and he says the wildest thing ever to me. Because he's driving and he's like, Lebo. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you know what I've realized? I'm like, what have you realized? He's like, you see your instinct, your human instinct. Like if your human instinct tells you, brush your teeth. And you brush your teeth. I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's the Holy Spirit. I'm like, what? And he's like, that's the Holy Spirit, man. You need to do what the Holy Spirit tells you in the moment. Don't doubt it. Just do it. If your Holy Spirit says, park the car, yeah, you can't drive anymore, park the car. So now, because I remember that conversation, I keep making fun of him and he thinks I'm reassuring him. So I'm like,
he's reassuring me.
But I'm low-key reassuring you because I'm like, yeah. Hey, when didn't you say Holy Spirit? Don't you say
Yeah, because it's twofold. So obviously, definitely, we all have the Holy Spirit inside of us. If you're a Christian, you believe.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's what God left us with.
Definitely.
And then, of course, we also have instincts and we've learned that, okay, when I pick my skin and I bend this, it's going to burn. Like, for example, here, I have a burn here. I'm sure we all know what this is from. So now I'm going to stay far from these things.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I treat those two things as people that are working together.
Mm.
And also believe that God also obviously gave us our brains and our minds and ability to do the things that we do. So, for example, like we were driving to Pretoria, going to the BAL.
Yeah.
And I was excited. I said, don't even take my new car. But I want to have like one or two drinks.
Yeah.
Then I remember that, okay, cool. I don't drink and drive. So what am I doing now? So I say, Lebo, I think I should take my car to Mama and Papa's place in Pretoria.
Yeah. Then he's like,
I'm tripping. He's like, dude, you told me to follow the thing inside of you. So I go, I take my car. Parked my car, went out, we got super sloshed.
Yeah, yes.
And the thing is that if I didn't take my car and I went to that place we went to,
all of us would have never been
drinking. If I took my car, I wasn't gonna drink, I was gonna be super bored.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Then I was also able to go home. I slept at my parents' place, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And then I drove back home the next day. I drove to Pretoria again the next day for whatever. But my point was following my unctions, my Holy Spirit, my whatever, my brain, it goes a long way. And people apply this stuff in business too.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, your first idea to do something, when you're working, when you're brainstorming, the first thing you want to do is the right thing. Then everything else you think about afterwards is your body just trying to confirm that the first thing is the right thing.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? So for example, I can say, I should actually record a video today. Then from there, that's what I should go and do.
Mm.
Then I'll hear, but I'll do it tomorrow. But should I record a video? Should I rather do this? Should I do a story?
Hey.
Just know that everything else you're thinking is the wrong thing.
Mm.
Follow your instinct. If your frontal lobe has been developed, please, because some of you guys, your instincts.
You
say, let me live once. Let me just go to Dubai today. No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, dude, everybody knows. What you're saying is 100%. Everybody knows what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Like, and we all know. It's like that thing of like, I should be studying, but let me take a nap. Like, you know you should be studying. Like,
yeah.
That's the, yeah, but anyways.
Yeah. What are some signs, what signs do you think exist that show you that you're not living the life that you deserve. Also, quick disclaimer, the life you deserve is not a better life, by the way. It's not more money in this context. It's a more...
Or a less effort life. I think you should say less
effort. Or less effort life, yeah. We're talking about, I think that's, you know, the difference between you waking up, and this might be a silly choice, but the difference in you waking up and taking a coffee versus taking a tea. Taking a coffee can spike you up, a tea can relax you a bit, and then you can still be effective. We're talking about the difference between getting home and taking out popcorn and watching Netflix versus getting home, taking a shower and going for a walk.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? We're talking about the difference between you wanting to be a writer, right? But subjecting yourself towards something else because it does something and then letting that passion die. It's like you can balance the two. Do what you have to do, but never let the thing that your heart desires for fall away.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think some of the signs to show you is like your language. It's definitely going to always be your language because the tongue will always say what the body is feeling. So if you're on your third day of saying like, I hate my life, I hate my job, I hate, just know that like, that's your body screaming towards you that, hey, like it's like a warning sign. It's like, you know, animals get scared and they start running away, adrenaline, all that stuff. We also have those things. It's like the trick of like, hey, dude, you're not in the right space. You need to change something, whether it be a walk, diet, etc. You know, definitely. Another thing that that is definitely a sign is the what if question. If that constantly plays into your mind that like, what if I wasn't doing this? What if I was doing this? What if I was doing that? What if I? Then you know also you might not be in the right space because your heart is craving something else.
Yeah.
Desperately craving something else.
Yeah.
And I'm here to say that if building onto your life and trying to get into the path of like what makes you happy doesn't mean that you're going to remove yourself from the path that you're currently on. You might have to do the two paths at the same time, which is very, I know it sounds like it's unrealistic, but you might have to work and do a passion, or you might have to say to yourself, let me reduce gym so I can do my passion. You know what I mean? You might have to sacrifice.
Yeah. Something. Like on that note, like everyone that I help with content, I always say, guys, like if you want to go into content, don't quit your nine. I never say quit your 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I'm always like, have your 9 to 5, but incorporate an extra hour or two into building your skill and content creation. Yeah. And building your skill and content creation, don't ever tie it towards brand deals. Because you can build content creation and become a social media manager. Yes. You can build in that thing and you can become a videographer, become an editor. You can become so many things when you learn the skill of content. You could build to the point where you even end up selling your own things. Like my girlfriend is launching a hairline, a hair growth line. Because she's saying, okay, cool, content creation is fun. Campaigns are amazing, but it would be way better to do what? To sell my own thing.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So same thing with what you're saying. Sorry.
No, you don't have to say sorry. Like, you're affirming the point. Yeah. Definitely,
But I do want to say, like, to people watching at home, if you need motivation every single day, there is a serious issue.
Like to go to spot.
If you need to watch a video, see something to motivate you to live the life, that for me is the biggest sign. Because your actions and your efforts should be what fuels you.
Not everybody does it. Some people need like a kickstart, like a Red Bull, like a poom to get them.
I'm saying motivation. Like you need to be the person that speaks life into yourself. Yes. You need to be the person that motivates themselves. You need to tell yourself that you're capable. So my question to you then is, what does it actually feel like when you're within alignment?
Yo, don't think it's gonna. I feel like that's a difficult question. You can answer. Like you were saying earlier, how are you? I'm aligned person.
Yeah. I think for me, it's when things become effortless.
Ooh, that's a big word. Effortless. Do you think you're in alignment? Is everything effortless?
I think I am in alignment, and I think I am going to be more aligned
okay.
as time goes. But I think I have a great life. I have a great team. I've got a great family, great partner, and our efforts are pulling towards something. And I think I used to be in a big state of fear, like when moments would be scary. When things weren't going well. And I know for a fact, and Mbali can attest to this, fear gets us nowhere. Like when I'm looking at the books and I'm like, yo, Mbali was kicking in. Like that worry cannot change a single thing.
It changes nothing.
That worry, all it does is slow you down towards doing certain steps to get you in a place of success. Like the amount of times this company has gone to zero is insane. Like the amount all of times you've gone to zero, the amount of times I've gone to zero is insane. Do you get what I'm saying? So for me, alignment is when I'm in the position where I'm so delusional. I'm so confident that
everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay because I wake up in the morning and if I have to come to the studio, it's excitement. It's like, oh, let me go take a shower. Let me go put on a face mask, quick do a young scrub. Oh, girlfriend's gonna wake up. Hey, baby, how you doing? You want some water or something? No. Like, I get excited for all of those things. I get excited for the goodbye because I know after a goodbye, there's gonna be a hello.
Yeah.
I get excited to go to the kitchen because I know I can make a meal. Like, the positivity that exudes from me in alignment with my life is
so real.
It's so effortless, bro. Driving to the studio, even if it's an hour in traffic, it's I don't mind. Because it's, because I also appreciate all of everything, bro. Because everything that we've done over these past years, I mean, I've been doing content for 9 years, 5 years full time. And we have never dipped in quality of life. We have only ever built, only ever grown, only ever been better.
Only ever wanted more.
So it's like, when I clocked that, I was like, you know what, dude? Like, this is my life. This is real life. This is how it looks. So if it looks like this, let me just enjoy it. I think when I got to 29, I realized that I can't live in the future anymore. I can't live in a space where it's okay, cool. What, like, I need to make it my prison because I'm 29. At 18,
I was like, I can't wait.
When I get to 29, it's not what I envision now. I'm not saying it's worse or better, but it's not what I envision now.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just have to get up and be grand. Like, this dude, I wish people could just clock that thing because it really just gives you so much more peace.
Yeah, just to be happy and just to be like, dude, you're living in an answered prayer of some sort.
And I'm not saying I'm every day happy. There's moments where you get into a fight with your romantic partner, then you're a bit off. You get into a fight with your business partners, you're a bit off. But it's like the amount of power I've given to my emotions now has significantly decreased, which has made my life feel a little bit more effortless. And I also like realized that things aren't that deep.
Yeah, I really wish that feeling onto like everybody, because that's like a life skill to crack. Because there are people that are like have it, and there's people that don't have it. You know what I mean? So I just wish everybody can just pay attention to that.
Yeah, but I mean, I still get tired. It's like a different type of tired.
Do you think that like
it's not draining, but at least it's fulfilling?
In a world, I want to say this. Do you think that like in a world where like everybody gets taken as a baby, and they do like a blood test on everybody, and like it generates like a job for them. Like, you're a lawyer, I'm doctor. Blah, blah, blah. Do you think that world would be happy if everybody went like they tested your DNA or something and it tells you like the job that you'd be like most aligned to for your life?
Have you ever watched the movie about bees? What is it?
The bee movie. Yeah, bee movie.
Yes, there was people who are meant to be fighting
collectors,
bees. There's always gonna be that person that goes, I have a dream. I don't think so, bro.
Okay, fair.
I think there's no such thing as using any metric in you to put you in a specific job. Yeah. I think you can become anything you want to be. Your environment affects that significantly.
A lot, yeah.
But if you put your mind to something, you can be that. I mean, look at Kenny, bro. Kenny literally used to edit videos for Khonze, like, just as a vibe.
Yeah.
Now he's edited some of the craziest things in South Africa, bro. Literally. Do you get what I'm saying? But it's because he believed that he can actually edit.
Yeah.
So it all stems in belief. I don't even want to start there by Ruby, what Ruby was doing before and what she's doing now. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, it all stems at belief. But I think if I had to leave you guys with a message is you need to really, and I love the fact that you made that into a joke, you need to really listen to your inside voice.
Yeah.
I want to challenge you guys for the next 7 days, and I might even make this into a whole Instagram challenge.
Thanks, Tato. I robbed the bank. I'm so grateful for I'm so grateful for your advice.
For the next 7 days, everything you think first, take that step. Like, if you want to think about something, the first thing you feel, the first thing you think about, do that thing. And I mean, a small thing like, I need to go pee. Should I go to the bathroom? Go to the bathroom. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, should I drink water? Drink water.
I should probably get up and wash the dishes.
Go up and wash the dishes. That will change a lot in you, bro. I know for me, I started doing that with prayer. It's like, every time I felt like I needed to pray, I never took that moment for granted.
Yeah.
For granted. Before, I used to be like, dog, I'm going to pray. And then what? But now it's like, every time I feel like I need to pray, it's like, okay, cool, close my eyes, say the prayer, leave the room, you know, put myself alone. So it's like, just make sure that whatever you want to do, whatever you're thinking, whether even if it's business, trust me.
Just do
it. I need you to start trusting yourself. Because once you trust yourself and you see how much control you have, your life will change
significantly,
bro.
Oh, I didn't even know my final advice for you and for people that are listening is just just take a chance on yourself to believe that you're capable of change. I know a lot of the times you're like, yo, like, no, you guys don't understand. I've been like this. I've tried many things. It's like, so what? Then try again, man. Like, you're worthy of your love. You're worthy of your effort. And if your effort is going to everywhere in the world but you, you know, it's like, why not just give a bit of that to yourself? You know, it'll do a lot for you. And even if it doesn't do a lot for you, it's like, whatever, at least you're trying on yourself. You can say out loud, I've tried on myself. Like, I've tried to develop myself.
Yeah.
Just wishing you guys well. Don't forget to check out our platform, Seated With, on Instagram for that update on bowling, because we need to go bowling.
We'll speak about it.
We'll leave that to you.
Also, guys, if you guys have the passion to improve the way you create content, if you want content creation to become a side hustle, we've got some amazing products in the description, free and paid. So check them out. We'll see you guys next week. Exactly.